Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
What are the three basic issues where we classify a person as a Muslim? It's Tawheed, Nubuwwat, and Qiyamah. When it comes to Tawheed, I think nobody can compete with Shaitan on the issue of Tawheed. Nobody can be more Muwahid in that sense than him. Even after all these problems, you know, when Allah asked him, why did you disobey me? What does he say? He still says, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. You created me from the fire, and you created him from the earth. And so he's still confessing and recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator, as the Lord. He is not denying Tawheed. When it comes to Qiyamah, does he know about it? Yes. When he was thrown out of the assembly of the Malaika, what does he do? He says to Allah, you know, he says, وَأَنْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمٍ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, give me that long life, at least till the day when the children of Adam will be resurrected, brought back to life. So he knows Qiyamah. He believes in Qiyamah. He has no doubt about Qiyamah. So he knows Tawheed, doesn't deny that Allah is the Creator and the Lord, doesn't reject the concept of Qiyamah. And I'll tell you, even when it comes to understanding the concept of Nubuwwat, Shaitan knew that. Because when he was given this long life, and Allah says, okay, go, you are, you know, accursed, banished from this assembly of the Malaika because you disobeyed me, you know. And then he said, well, what about, the good things that I have been done in past. And Allah says, I accept your prayer on this issue. You will be given a long life. Go. Then he turns around to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, now that I have a long life. He was clever, very shrewd. He says, now that I have a long life from you, I assure you. Now he's telling Allah now, that I'm not going to leave Adam alone and his children alone. Because of him I have been disgraced. I'm going to basically go after them. I'll approach them from all directions. Set them in ambush on Salat al-Mustaqim to misguide them. You know, he basically was very arrogant when he said that. But then he realized his limitations. And he says, I'm going to misguide all of your servants, the children of Adam. But then he himself realizes, I'm probably, biting more than what I can swallow. So he says, "Illa ibaduka minhumul mukhlasun." Oh Allah, I'm going to, misguide all of them. Try everything, except those of your servants who are the sincere ones. He knows that there will be some people among the children of Adam, the Anbiya, the Mursaleen, and the A'imma, who have been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are ma'soom, and shaitan will have no access to disguise, misguide them. And this is where, we see that shaitan knows tawheed, accepts tawheed, knows the concept of qiyamah, prays according to that, and he knows his limitation that there will be people among the children of Adam who will be anbiya and mursaleen and the a'imma appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you see centuries of his ibadat. His ma'rifat about tawheed and nubuwat and qiyamah is there. But then what happens? He's thrown out of the assembly of the malaika. He's banished. Allah says, you are rajim, you are accursed, you are mal'oon, go away. What did he do? Did he refuse to do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. What he did was he refused to show respect to the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything on one side, all the ibadat of this century is done with total sincerity to the only God that he believed in him, but denying the showing of respect to someone whom Allah, appointed as his Khalifa on the earth, Allah says, nothing is going to work. You are banished, you are mal'oon, you are rajim, go away. No salvation for you. And so this issue of respecting the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a representative of Allah appointed by him, is a very, very serious issue. Our namaz, our roza, our zakat, our hajj, everything that we do, can only have sawab in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have the vilayat of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful persona is the persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen. the master of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that there are so many different lessons that we can learn from the first divinely appointed Imam's persona, a persona which has been able to surpass the pages of time and history. He is a universal persona in the truest sense of the word. So when we're talking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Ali alayhi salam had this beautiful forbearance in his personality. This forbearance which was seen when he would be taking care of orphans, when he used to be taking care of children, and of course this forbearance that he had for widows, individuals who were downtrodden, individuals who were disenfranchised in society, these widows, the sick, the poor, the needy, orphans, these are all individuals and they're all part of this class of people that are usually outcasted by society. They are a class which people don't pay a lot of attention to. And matter of fact, people don't pay any attention to these people. They are on the sidelines of society and they are on the sidelines of life. But we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was completely different. It's very reminiscent of the rest of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. For they all cared about and they fulfilled their responsibilities when it came to the poor and the needy and the disenfranchised, when it came to orphans and when it came to women and children, when it came to widows. How far humanity has fallen from these beautiful ideals. We see how the Zionist Israelis have taken complete revenge from innocent people, and how the savage Israelis and the savage Zionists have utterly destroyed the lives of innocent women and children. They had no mercy on women and children. They had no mercy on schools or hospitals. They had no mercy whatsoever. And this lack of mercy stems in part because they do not have figures like Imam Ali alayhi salam. If only the world had bothered to follow certain first steps of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this world would really be more just and more moral, more ethical, more beautiful than one could have ever imagined. A beautiful lesson on forbearance brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.